Evernorth, a company affiliated with Ripple, is making big moves by going public through a $1 billion SPAC deal.
This is a pivotal moment for Evernorth and highlights the increasing institutional interest in cryptocurrencies, especially XRP.
Opting for a SPAC merger positions Evernorth as a trailblazer in the cryptocurrency sector, potentially becoming one of the first public companies to anchor its balance sheet in XRP.
It's more than just raising capital. It's a bold statement about the future role of digital currencies in mainstream finance.
Evernorth's public offering could pave the way for greater adoption of XRP and other digital assets among traditional investors and institutions, bringing confidence to a once volatile market.
Choosing XRP as its financial foundation showcases the increasing acceptance of cryptocurrencies among institutional investors.
Companies considering digital assets in their financial strategies signal a shift in how cryptocurrencies are viewed and utilized.
The growing demand for digital assets and recognition of blockchain technology's value by institutions could further legitimize the cryptocurrency market.
Evernorth's SPAC deal might kick off a new era where cryptocurrencies are seen as viable financial instruments for companies, not just speculative investments.
This change in perception could enhance market liquidity and attract a diverse range of investors, creating a stronger ecosystem for digital assets.
Success in Evernorth's public debut could inspire similar initiatives, fostering innovation in the blockchain space and reshaping the financial landscape.
In summary, Evernorth's upcoming SPAC deal is a major milestone in the evolution of digital currencies.
By embracing XRP, Evernorth is shaping the future of finance and leading the way for institutional involvement in the cryptocurrency market.
With the growing institutional interest in digital assets, Evernorth's move sets the stage for a significant shift in how cryptocurrencies are embraced and utilized in mainstream finance.